Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's February 24th, 2021, and this is episode 18 of the Context and Clarity podcast. My goal in recording these episodes is to inspire you to start the thought process and to spur conversation. I really want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we've been exploring the all-important theme of managing expectations. And yesterday we talked about setting boundaries. I know plenty of architects who have been frustrated out of their minds by clients that expect them to and are even upset when they aren't available all day, every day. I've been in that boat myself. So how do we head that off at the pass? Where do we set that boundary? And when do we set that boundary? And maybe most importantly, how do we enforce it? If you missed yesterday's episode or you want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode 17. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. It's about an hour long and there's well over 100 comments and questions from the Entree Architect community. Now, if you're not a fan of Facebook, that's okay. I'm not either. The only thing that I do on Facebook is host Context and Clarity, and sometimes I get into the conversations inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. That's it. I even have an easy link that takes me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. Super simple. It takes you right there. So think about joining the group and maybe becoming part of those live conversations in the afternoon. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we'll continue the mini-series that we revisit every week on the digital and social media platforms that architects could use. This week, we'll talk about Twitter for architects. So in the spirit of full transparency, Twitter was my first social media love. There was something about having to say something meaningful in 140 characters that, I don't know, it just worked for me. I don't know if it was the challenge or the speed of the platform or the fact that it was a continual scroll of information, but something about Twitter just resonated with me. But what about Twitter today, and what about you? They've generously granted you an extra 140 characters, but what do you do with all those characters? Is posting there even the best use of the platform? Now that sounded strange coming out of my mouth. Why wouldn't posting on the platform be the best way to use it? You can certainly post on Twitter. You can promote your latest video or blog post. You can share an article about your latest project. But here are two things you can do there on Twitter that I think are even more useful for architects. First, Twitter is a great listening tool. Use Twitter Advanced Search and find out what people are saying about the area where you work or about a specific issue like affordable housing or an industry-specific topic like the future of higher education. The second thing is that many journalists prefer to connect and communicate through Twitter direct messages. Do you want to get published or featured in an article? Do you want to connect with journalists who cover architecture or housing or development issues where you work? Build online relationships with those journalists on Twitter. And when they ask for something you can provide, give it to them. When you have a useful piece of information or some specific insight that will make their job easier, share it with them right there on Twitter. These are the things that we'll discuss today in our Context and Clarity conversation inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and this sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure, and when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault. or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.